Hey there, purposeful people. This is Randy Mahoney from the Work With Purpose podcast. I'm excited to be with you today. This month, we're starting season 5 of our podcast. And in this episode, we're going to talk with you all about the value of a resume master file. In this episode, we're going to talk about what is a resume master file? How can it benefit you as a job seeker or someone trying to work with purpose, work better in your career journey? I've got some best practices I'll tell with you about how to do those. And then you'll like this last part too. I've got a free download for you just for listening to this episode to get you started on your resume master file. You don't want to miss it. So stick around. This episode of the Work With Purpose podcast starts right now.
Welcome to the Work With Purpose podcast, the show that gives you advice, education, and encouragement for your career journey. And now, here's your host, Randy Mahoney Jr.
Hey there, everybody. Randy Mahoney here from the Work With Purpose podcast. I'm so excited to be with you in this month's episode. We are back for season 5, and in this, our season 5, episode 1, we're talking all about the value of a resume master file to help you work more purposefully in your career. But before we get into that month's episode, I want to just encourage you. The fact that you are listening to this, whether you're engaging with us on the audio version of our podcast, which is on many popular podcast platforms, or if you're checking us out on the YouTube version of our show, by you watching, you engaging with this episode, I want to encourage you that you are a more purposeful person. You're taking a purposeful, intentional step in your career, and that's what this podcast is all about, giving you advice, education, and encouragement that you can use to become a more purposeful person in your career. So that's what we're here to do. If you're new to our show, I appreciate you joining us. One thing I will say is as we get into our episode, if you find this information helpful, I do encourage you consider subscribing to us on your favorite podcast platform, or if you're watching us on YouTube, consider subscribing to us there, clicking the like button on this video as well. We do appreciate that. So now, without further ado, let's get into our topic today, talking about the value of a resume master file. Okay, so starting off, what is a resume master file if you've not heard of one before? This is a running electronic document that you as a job seeker continually add to as you keep working in the workforce. So that's pretty much the easiest way I can explain it. Resume master file, it's a electronic document. You can create it in any kind of word processing program that you like. But really the value and the point of doing that is that you make some sort of electronic document, and what's in your resume master file is all of the details and all of the other things that you can think of that are part of your job search process. So things about companies you've worked for, your job title, the city and state of your company, things like your dates of employment, all the nitty-gritty bullet points of places where you've worked. Those are the things that you want to make sure that you have in your resume master file for sure. You know, at the same time with the resume master file, I get asked this a lot. Does volunteering go in the resume master file, past awards, past accomplishments and stuff like that? In this case, as a career coach, I would encourage somebody, if you're doing the work of making your resume master file, treat it almost like the idea of the kitchen sink, right? Everything kind of piles up in there. So yeah, I would say volunteering goes in there. If you did clubs and things like that in high school, awards and accomplishments and things like that, clubs you've been in, those are great things to kind of keep in your resume master file. And the reason I encourage someone to do that, this whole idea of the resume master file and me encouraging job seekers or adults that I work with on their career development to make one of these or be in the habit of making one of these is just because it can be really tempting when you make a resume as part of your job search process to try to cram every single thing that you've ever done from the dawn of time into your resume. And that idea of taking the kitchen sink mentality and putting it to your resume as you target companies for your job search, I would encourage you that's not as effective of an approach. Instead, I do encourage adults that I work with on their career decisions, career development to work to focus and customize your resume for each position that you've applied for. I've talked a lot more in a past episode all about resumes, some helpful things to think about. If you look in the show notes of this episode, if you're connecting with us on our on your favorite podcast platform, if you're watching us on the YouTube version of our show, you can look in the description below this video on YouTube, or you can look in the show notes with this episode, wherever you are engaging with us with this podcast episode. And we'll have a link to that episode where I talk about resumes and any of the other links that I talk about in this episode. So that's real quick to sum up what a resume master file is. It's that kitchen sink kind of document, and you make an electronic version of it, and you store every all the details of places you've worked, your dates of employment, companies you've worked for, but also volunteering, past awards, accomplishments, and things like that. So it's all in one place, and it's all digital. So that's what a resume master file is. Let's talk a little bit more. How can a resume master file be valuable for you as a job seeker today? Hi, everyone. Randy Mahoney here, career coach and host of the Work With Purpose podcast. I want to take a quick moment here and tell you about my free ebook that I've made just for you called The Job Search Checklist. Now, from being a career coach for over 6 years, from my years of personal job searching and helping many adults make more informed career choices, I am well aware that job searches can often take a long time, and sometimes they can end up with you facing a lot of frustration. In the Job Search Checklist ebook, you'll get a 6-step process that I believe will help you know what to prepare for as you start your job search. Also, I believe the Job Search Checklist will help you know if you're on the right track to find a new job, or it can help you change direction to a more intentional job search. So, what are you waiting for? Stop being confused and get a clear path forward. Get my free ebook, The Job Search Checklist, right now. You can get that by visiting our website, www.pcast.com/job-search-checklist. Again, you can get your free Job Search Checklist ebook by visiting www.pcast.com/job-search-checklist. And now, back to the show. Okay, so now that we've talked about what a resume master file is, let's talk a bit more about how can it be helpful for you as a job seeker today. I've talked a little bit already that developing a resume master file can be helpful because it gets you getting all the details of places you've worked and putting them all in one place. That's one valuable reason why a resume master file can be great, is that it allows you to make a digital document, which is important, and then take all of those nitty-gritty details and start to organize them, right? So the resume master file can be helpful because it allows you to make a digital document, which is important for today's job search process, which has moved almost entirely online in some cases. So you're making a digital document, and then you're starting, number two, to organize it, right? So a resume master file, it's valuable because you're making a digital document to help with today's modern job search. Number two, you're also developing, putting all your job details and information and things in one place, and you start to organize them. So that's another reason that a resume master file can be valuable. If there's a third reason why a resume master file can be helpful is I would say it would be pretty practical. Now, I don't know if you know much about me, but what I know about me is that I've worked a long time and that I'm a very old person, right? So if you probably are chuckling to that if you're watching it on the YouTube version of the show, but just bear with me. I've worked a handful of years, over 10 years in the workforce, and I would say to myself, I've worked a lot of different places and I'm an older individual. The practical value, I would say, of a resume master file is that not only are you making the document, and not only are you organizing information, but it allows you a spot in your life, in your online footprint, digital footprint, in whatever organizational system you use, it allows you a spot to really keep track of all of the details of places you've worked, places you've volunteered. And that's helpful because, and this gets to the age part, that having that resume master file is helpful because as we continue to work, as you and I continue to work, continue to, do jobs and, go from company one to company two and stuff like that, it can be easy as a human being to just forget those details. And what you would want, I would say for you as a tool in your toolbox, when you are job searching, when you are pivoting or changing careers, you want to really do and have done the work of having that resume master file in place so that you're not having to sit down from scratch when you're in the middle of the stresses of a job search to try to remember that place you worked 10 years ago and that award you got for employee of the month from, 6 years ago, right? So a big picture way I would encourage you to consider thinking about the resume master file is this. You want it as a tool in your job search, in your career toolbox. You want it in your toolbox. And it can be better to have it, do the work to diligently create it and come to it as you need it in a job search. So it's something that you might not need right at this moment, but I would encourage you developing that resume master file. It's going to help you be more successful in the long run, especially when you get to the aspect of needing to make focused resumes and move further along in the job search process with interviews and things like that. So far, we've talked about what a resume master file is and how valuable it can be. After the break, we're going to talk through a couple best practices about how to make a resume master file, and I'll talk about that free download that I made for you to help you get started on this process. So stick around. You're listening to the Work with Purpose podcast, and we'll be right back. All right, welcome back to this episode of the Work with Purpose podcast. This month, we're talking all about the value of making a resume master file and how it can be something helpful for your career. In this segment, we're talking all about what are some best practices that you as a job seeker can use to develop your resume master file. The first best practice I would say to you is that you just want to pick a word processing program and get started. Just pick something. It could be Google Docs. It could be OpenOffice. It could be Microsoft Word. It could be LibreOffice. It could be whatever the word processing program is on the Linux operating system. It does not matter. The point is you want to pick a program, get started, and start adding to your resume master file. So that's the first best practice. Number two, I would also say for making your resume master file, you want to set up a schedule. The second best practice is you want to set up a schedule to add to your resume master file. Now, you could pick any schedule you want. I would encourage someone as a starting place, you might consider putting a time block on your calendar, maybe two times a year or so. And during those two times, maybe it's certain seasons of the year, maybe you choose to block out a couple hours during a workday. Maybe you take a vacation day and you block out half of the day. And in that half of the day, that's when you're adding all those nitty gritty things to your resume master file. It doesn't need to be complicated, but I would say to you this step of setting up a schedule to add to your resume master file a couple times a year. If you don't want to do that, you could even add to it once a year. I think the task is if you add to your file just once a year, you would want to be gathering all those little details and things like that throughout the previous year so that when you come to that once a year time to add all your info to your resume master file, you don't want to come into that empty. You want to come into that with information so that your process of adding to your resume master file is pretty easy. So far, the best practices of having a resume master file and using one are, number one, you want to pick a word processing program and just get started creating the thing. Number two, you want to set up a schedule to add to your resume master file. I think you'll find that helpful because it gets you thinking about that resume master file and trying to add to that as you go along. It's a purposeful career decision to do that. And then number three, what I wanted to put in here for you as a best practice is this. The third best practice is treat your resume master file like any other computer document. Make a backup. So just like any other computer document and any other thing in our digital and internet-enabled world today, computer crashes happen, hard drives break down, and what I wouldn't want for you or for anyone else listening to our podcast today, I would not want for you to do all of this effort and labor and work to make your resume master file, put all the details in there, and then you wake up one Saturday morning and everything is gone, right? I've had that type of thing happen to me before with different files and things like that. It is a headache and it's deeply, deeply frustrating and annoying to think you have all this information and files and things like that, and then you inspect the drive or inspect the folder on your computer and it's not there. So again, those three best practices of making a resume master file. Number one, you want to make sure that you pick a word processing program and you get started. Number two, you want to set a schedule for your adding to your resume master file. You could do it a couple times a year. You could do it once a year. You just want to make a plan for it. And then number three is that with your resume master file, treat it like any other computer document and make a backup of it. I would encourage you, you know, just like typical things with making a backup, you might save it, as a PDF file. Maybe you print out a paper copy of it and you store it in a safe that you have. So if you need to come back to it, it's easier. You might save it on a flash drive with some other personal things, and you keep that in a secure location. Whatever method you choose, it's up to you. But I would say to you that if you follow those three best practices, not only are you going to end up making your resume master file, but you're going to have a plan to add information to it regularly so it stays updated. And then you're also going to make sure that it stays safe so that you're not waking up one day and you've lost all your information and your hard work. So those are the best practices for a resume master file. Now let's wrap up this episode and talk about the free download. All right, so as we finish up this episode, the last thing I want to bring to you today is to talk about our free download that we have with this month's episode. With all this talk that we've done so far about how to make a resume master file, how to get started, I knew I wanted to put a free resource together to try and help you as you make your own resume master file. So if you want your free PDF download, it's our resume master file getting started guide. You can get that by visiting our website at wwpcast.com. So when you go to our website, you'll go to wwpcast.com/resume-master-file. Again, if you go to wwpcast.com/resume-master-file, when you go there, you'll be able to get a free PDF download of some of the details I've talked about in this episode to help get you started with making your own resume master file. And again, if you didn't get that link, if you're on a treadmill, if you're driving while you're listening to this episode, you can look in the show notes with this podcast episode on your favorite podcast platform. Or if you're watching the YouTube version of our show, you can look in the description below this video and you'll be able to get all the links that we talk about in this episode. You want to make sure you get that PDF download for your getting started guide for your resume master file. Well, that brings us to the end of this month's episode of the Work With Purpose podcast. Hope you found it encouraging. Hope you found it practical, and I hope you found it helpful. That's a lot of my goals in making these episodes for you, to try to serve and help you work as a more purposeful person on your career journey, and with that, your life as well. So As we wrap up this month's episode, I do want to say that if you want to stay involved with our show, I would encourage with you, number one, find us on Facebook. If you go to facebook.com and you search for the Work With Purpose podcast, you'll be able to find our Facebook page. We send out regular updates there about things we're working on. Also, we're on LinkedIn. So if you search the LinkedIn website, search for the Work With Purpose podcast, we've got a LinkedIn page over there as well. You can stay engaged with us there, wherever your platforms are. At the same time, I would encourage you, we do have a YouTube version of our show. So if you go to youtube.com/@ WWPCAST. So search YouTube for WWPCAST. You'll find our channel there, and you can stay up with all of our new uploads up there while we're in our seasons, see some of our old episodes, all kinds of good stuff there. The last thing I will say to you as well, if you do want to support our show, we would definitely appreciate it because this show is not free for us to produce. I would encourage you to go to our website, wwpcast.com/shop. Again, wwpcast.com/shop. When you go there, you'll be able to find some links with how you can support our show, whether it's through our donation site or some other ways there. We encourage you thinking about that to keep the show going. So the last thing as we wrap up here, I want to say thanks so much for listening. I want to encourage you by you listening to this episode, by you applying what you've learned, you are taking a purposeful step in your own career development, and you are a purposeful person. So I hope as you leave this episode that you know that. You listening to this episode, you taking action on what we talked about, that means you are a purposeful person. I would encourage you, if you found it helpful, consider sharing this episode with somebody you know that may benefit from it, because there are a lot of people who are needing some career help today. So until our next month's episode, I'm Randy Mahoney Jr. Thank you so much for watching and listening to our show. And until our next month's episode of the Work With Purpose podcast, I want to remind you, you've been made with purpose, so work with purpose. I'll see you soon.
Thanks for joining us on the Work With Purpose podcast. If you'd like the show notes for this episode or want to learn more, visit our website at wwpcast.com. If you found today's episode helpful, be sure to subscribe to our show, rate and review it on iTunes, or share it with a friend on social media. Until next time, thanks for listening to the Work With Purpose podcast.